Whiskey Delta 8 Delta X-ray mobile listening 14714 Lake Helicon.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff. It's good to hear you exercise the Lake Helicon repeater. AC at DT. Good morning.
Station trying. Not quite into the system. A lot. Signals really broke up. Digitally broke up.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, trying direct to Lake Helicon. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, trying direct to Lake Helicon.
I don't know how much longer I'm going to have in here. I'm just about to the cutoff of the repeater.
I'll try you over on 86. ACATC.
How's it going, my friend? WDATX.
KDYS, we're monitoring. KDYS, monitoring.
WARTM mobile.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
November 5, Lima, Romeo, Echo.
W8BPA in DeMarvo, monitoring.
Hello, this is November 5, Lima, Romeo, Echo. I'm on a handheld in a vehicle, so I might not have the best signal.
W8VPC, W8VPC, this is W8BPA calling.
NADMH, NADMH, this is KDADAX. NADMH, NADMH, this is KADAX. Nothing heard from NADMH, this is KADAX, standing by.
Hello, this is November 5, Lima, Romeo, Echo, 5 LRE. My name here is Ro. Actually just visiting a family friend in the area, Mississippi, and just programmed my radio by hand for the first time, so I'm not sure I did it correctly. Just wondered if anybody could give me a radio check. This thing is making it into the repeater.
KDADAX, yeah, you're making it in, not very good. That transmission, you at least held up the system. Your previous transmission did not. You just blipped into it a couple times, but you still got quite a bit of, I'm assuming it's road flutter on you. Sounds like you're mobile, so assuming you're mobile. But yeah, you got quite a bit of flutter on you, but you're holding the system up now versus the prior transmission. So you have it programmed right, and you're getting in there. Just gotta get closer to one of the repeaters, it sounds like. But yep, you're making it. KD8DAX, Zach from Rainbow Lake.
Hello, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm just using a little rubber antenna. I'm inside a truck, so we're almost to our destination, and I'll be out. It'll probably work a lot better then. Appreciate you getting back to me. I'm receiving a lot better now, so probably getting pretty close to the tower. Thank you for coming back to me. This is November 5, Lima, Romeo, Echo, and so be great.
Copy that. Yeah, you still got quite a bit of noise on your signal there, quite a bit of flutter still, but like I said, still holding it up. Equivalent probably to your for the previous transmission there. So, but yeah, if you're just on a rubber duck antenna there in a building or vehicle or whatever, that's about what it sounds like. So that makes sense. And yeah, you're welcome for the comeback. No problem. I just happen to be on here via Echo Link right now, so. I don't know, are you in Traverse City or whereabouts are you at there? I'm actually coming in through the NADMH-R EchoLink node at the Munson Medical Center in Traverse City. This is what the information on it says on EchoLink at least. So I'm wondering if you're on that one or one of the other handful of sites that are interconnected in. KDADAX, I'm down here south end of Gratiot County, about halfway between Lansing and Mount Pleasant. US 127 and M57 is the nearest major intersection where I'm at. If you know where any of that's at, it sounds like you're from out of town, out of state, like you said, Mississippi. So you probably don't know where any of that's at. A lot of people up that way probably don't know where any of that's at. So, but, yep, sounds like you're, like I said, you're getting in there anyway, so. When you get out of the building, vehicle, whatever, yeah, I'm guessing it should substantially help your signal. KD8DAX.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm in Perkinsville, Michigan, and I just found this channel while scanning. I'm not really sure exactly where the repeater I'm hitting is. It's 146.84 is the frequency I'm on. And it's somewhere close by because it was the strongest signal radio could find. Yeah, Prudenceville is where I am. Just looking around for my friend's house. First time I've been here, so don't really know the area or the landmark. But I know where Lansing is. It's a 50 south of me, so I have several receivers linked together here, I'd say.
KDADX. Yep. Yeah, I don't know where all the different sites are. They have a good map on their website, I know, that it show all that information. I don't have it up in front of me here, but so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know which site you're coming in through there, but definitely has gotten better. So, like I said, you're holding it up at least. Anyways, still a little bit of flutter, but it's definitely less. So I would definitely agree that you must be closer to it. All right. Yep. Well, sounds good. Yeah, we'll go ahead and just stand by here. Apologize for the last delay there. Had some other stuff pop up I got to deal with here, but yep, you're getting in. Sounding gradually better there on each transmission. So 7-3 is KD8DAX, Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray Zach from Rainbow Lake. We'll be clear and monitoring on yours. Welcome to the area. Good to hear you. Good to hear you out here. Hopefully, have a good time while you're here, enjoying pure Michigan. And yep, glad we got to chat. I'm glad it worked out, and you got it programmed in the radio there. So, yep, 7-3s. Have a good one. KD8DAX. We will be clear. N8APX, N8APX, this is KD8DAX. N8APX, N8APX, this is KD8DAX. Nothing heard from N8APX, this is KD8DAX. We'll be clear and monitoring.
Not when you're on the output. WARPM.
Calling station, not sure what that was in reference to. If you're talking to somebody else, you said not on the output. Not sure what that's in reference to, if you're having a conversation on the other side of the radio or something, but that's all that came through on Echolink here via the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network, KD8DAX. Nothing heard, KD8DAX, clear and monitoring.
There's a guy asking for a signal report, but he was on the output of the Petoskey repeater. I could hear him direct. I'm assuming he heard me answer him. W8RPM.
Okay, copy that. That makes more sense. All right. Well, there you go. Got it worked out. All right, yeah, I just wondered. That's all that came through the system, so I was like, I'm not sure if there's another side conversation going on there or what, but that the rest of it didn't come through, so that makes sense. Using the output, I know I do the reverse on my radio every once in a while when I'm mobile. Sometimes I get a better signal talking to the person or hearing them directly than through the repeater. depending on where you're at, where the repeater is, of course, all that fun jazz. But all right, sounds good. Glad you got it worked out. 73's KDA-DAX will be clear and monitoring.
Yeah, I haven't been paying very close attention. I'm assuming you're downstate, is that right?
KDAX, yeah, down here, 27 and 57, about halfway between Lansing and Mount Pleasant. Rainbow Lake is where the QTH is here. My home office and everything here is Rainbow Lake, south end of Gratiot County.
Yeah, very good. It's very out here. It's difficult for me to hear. Just didn't want you to think I was ghost talking. 73 from Petoskey, W8RPO.
All right. Yep, sounds good. Yeah,
if you saw the LD, it's
all
right, coming through on the right side now.
KDA-DAX will be clear.
AB7OLD, signal report.
N8MCO.
KDA-DAX, go ahead, OLD. You sounded good, other than you've got the... I don't know, wires X or whatever function turned on. There's a chirp noise or whatever, Roger beep type noise on the end of your transmission, which I know it used to be a wires X thing or whatever on some of the Yaesu radios, but could be something else. There's some function that's turned on your radio that's sounds like an APRS type packet going out at the end of your transmission there. But other than that, your signal is good into the system. KDA-DAX, Zach from Rainbow Lake, south end of Gratiot County.
Thank you very much. I'm coming in on the right side of the repeater, correct side of the repeater, correct?
Yeah. So I don't. The other station I was just talking to, maybe that's who was that? Who you? Maybe you were. He was. Yeah. Hearing you on the output of the repeater, so you're up there by Petoskey then, I'm assuming. But yeah, I wouldn't be hearing you if you weren't coming through the system, because I'm on EchoLink. So if you were still on the output frequency of the repeater, I wouldn't be hearing you. So, yep, you've got it right now. You've got it corrected, and you're getting into the system and making it down here over the internet to me, halfway between Lansing and Mount Pleasant here, US 127 and M57. Over the interwebs via EchoLink, you're making it through. You got it fixed.
Okay, thank you very much.
MJL Mobile.
73's KB7OLD.
Yeah, just FYI, you still got that chirp noise or whatever that noise at the end of each of your transmissions, and I believe there was a double there with another station. So 73's OLD. I'll leave you to it. You can figure out what that noise is on the end of your transmission there. And other station that was in there, go ahead. This is KDA-DAX.
N8MJL Mobile.
I believe it was N8MJO. Got you in there. Good signal. Sounding good into the system. You're getting in there, getting in. Sounding good. I have no idea where you're at, what repeater you're coming in through, but you're sounding good into the system anyways. KDA-DAX.
Right now I'm coming in through the WHAGD in Mackinac City. I am currently 2 miles north of Kelston.
All right, copy that. So yeah, how far are you roughly as the crow flies there then with the mobile to the what is it, St. Ignace, I think? Mackinac City or St. Ignace site there? The one by the bridge, wherever it is. I thought it was in St. Ignace, but I don't remember. I'd have to go look at the map. But yeah, you got a good solid signal into the system there. Sounding good. KDA-DAX.
Estimate would be about 15 miles south of the repeater repeater is on the south side of the Mackinac Bridge. So actually at this point I'd probably be switching over to the Sasky repeater, the 1-9 repeater. Transition point for me. So yep, not too far away.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I got a little digitized digital noise there on you, but that could be something with the Echo Link node at the Munson site, my internet connection here at my house. I mean, who knows? Could be a lot of things, something between the internet, in between there and here, but got a little digital a little bit there on that last transmission. Yeah, making the trip. Good, whatever you said there, 15 miles. So, okay. Yeah, I knew it was near the bridge somewhere. There was one up there. I couldn't remember which side of the bridge, what city it was in there. So, yep, sounding good. Sounding good.
Yeah, ATB is actually a representation of the icebreaker Mackinac. At one time, the repeater was on the museum ship Mackinac. But, of course, they shut it down in the wintertime, so they found a new site that they can run year-round. So, it announces itself every hour and kind of gives a description of the call sign. So, kind of nostalgia. So, having the icebreaker in Mackinac City is kind of cool. N8MJO, clear.
All right. Yeah, appreciate the info. Good to know. Some history on it there. And, yeah, you're making it in good there. Sounding good. Sorry, I had some other stuff trying to multitask and deal with here. So apologies for the delayed response there. But, yeah, I'll just go ahead and go back to monitoring. But good to hear you out here. Safe travels. NJO73s, KD8DIX, will be clear and monitoring.
KCHCOM.
KD7 OLD listening.
7 OLD listening.
Node 5 6 1 4 7 0 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0.
NADMH, KDREH.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? KCABSU.
Yeah, doing all right. Just looking for Drake. We're probably going to spin a net up here in a little bit.
And I don't think we're going to need you, really. I think it's going to be pretty quiet from what I'm seeing on the thing. You know, I mean, it's down south that's going to get hit.
Yeah, they were already tossing out the severe potential, so they had us under a mesoscale there earlier. They were talking about it. I think they gave us 5, maybe 4 hours yet on it.
Yeah, I mean, for what I'm seeing here, it's all staying down to the south. It looks like Wisconsin, but it's all moving southward, too. I mean, I don't really see anything bad except for by the bridge. You know, Petoskey North, there's a little purple going towards St. Ignace.
Yeah, I've been watching that for a little while. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
By the way, I see you guys didn't go to the muster down in Frankenmuth. I didn't see your trucks.
Negative. Not at the price of diesel, and in fact, it needs a little front-end work.
Yeah, don't forget you got a hose out here waiting for you.
Yeah, once I get a free weekend, I'll have to come on up and pick that stuff up.
Well, maybe wait a couple weeks, because the new chassis will be here soon, too. Yeah, they got some, actually, I found a new app for you to download. You might like it a lot better, called Weather Eye Live. It's Vince Wealthy, one of the storm chasers. He's got a weather app, and man, this is actually nicer than any app I've ever used. It'll tell you the marginal risk and all that, and it'll show you if he's got a weather balloon and all that stuff. It's kind of neat.
The lightning detectors are going off over here in Leelanau County, but ACPG.
So it's 47 miles from my location for lightning strike.
All right. KDRH, let's try it now. Looks like something happened to USL that I was using.
Yeah, there's some issues with the patch right now. I think Drake's got to fix the DMR because that don't work. I've been trying to use it, but oh well. No. Look up. It's a new app that Vince Welty put out called, what is it here? Weather Eye Live. And it'll show you the risk of the cold front. You could program it however you want, but it is a neat little app. They're still in trial phases. It's had a couple of crashes, but it works out so nice, too. You can see where all the warning boxes are, and yeah, I really think this is a nice little app.
I haven't seen that one. I guess I'll have to take a look at it. I've just been using, what is this one? Weather-wise.
Yeah, this one's pretty neat. Vince is also a storm chaser, too, as you know. But he did this, and, I mean, he even shows his water balloons. It shows when, like, Gaylord puts one up. You can see all the studies it's doing. It's really a neat little app. And it's good on Android and on Apple or iOS, I guess, whatever it is.
Huh. All right. Yeah, I'll have to take a look at it. But I'm going to jump out of here for a minute. I got a couple things I want to do, and I'm going to keep an eye on that cell up to the north. It's looking pretty promising.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk to you later, Mike. KCABS.
Attention all stations, this is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. At this time, the National Weather Service in Gaylord has issued two severe thunderstorm warnings. Stand by. I got a severe thunderstorm warning for Central Emmett County in Northern Michigan and Mackinac County. And I believe both are until 7:45. Got a couple of cells that are headed east. Got one that's just by Moran right now. And the other one is just into Cross Village on 119, Goodhart area. If we have any stations in Emmett or Mackinac County, so I'll take those stations wishing to check in.
K8BCW in Harbor Springs.
Kilo 8 Bravo Charlie Whiskey, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, I got you in there. I'll come back around for a report from you. Any other stations? All right, Kilo 8 Bravo Charlie Whiskey, go ahead.
Name's Bentley. I am about a half mile north of the Emmett County Airport in Little Traverse Township. We just have some very light sprinkling rain at this time. No heavy winds, just a light breeze. Kind of feeling like here in Harbor Springs it's going to blow north of us.
Yeah, given the radar right where you're at, it's going to go pretty much due north of you. Right now, it is bearing down on Goodhart, Cross Village. So basically right between Cross Village and Goodhart, it's going to go. It's going to, I would assume, on an easterly direction. So we're watching that one, and then I've got a cell right now. Between US 2 and 123, headed east, That is on, now let's see here, looks like Brevoort Lake, so it's moving easterly as well.
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm on the ground what you are seeing on the screen. So looks like everything's going to be okay here.
Sounds good. And I do have you checked in, so if there's any, if you have any updates or anything changes, please just let us know.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks for being there tonight. Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Whiskey, standing by.
All right, no problem. Any other stations in Emmett or Mackinac County? Okay, nothing heard at this time. Again, there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Emmett and Mackinac County. I believe they're both until 7:45. One is 7:30. The Mackinac cell is 7:30. The Emmett cell is 7:45. And at this time, the National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm warnings for both. Looks like they're expecting 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, quarter-sized hail. And it is moving east at 30 to 35 miles an hour.
Now, was there a station in there? I think APX is calling you on 800. Yeah, 800's in the other room. I'll have to go grab it.
All right, this is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Severe Weather Network. Again, we have two severe thunderstorm warnings. Got one for Emmett and one for Mackinac County. Looking for any stations in either county that have any reports, specifically looking Goodhart, Cross Village area, and Mackinac County, looking Moran, Mackinac Wilderness, and looks like just the 123 area by Moran, Allenville. All right, do I have a station trying to check in?
All right, do we have any stations trying to check in on the 86 repeater?
KSGZ checking in for Traverse City.
All right, Glenn, got you in there. Looks like we might have a cell to the south of us, Benzie County area, but right now everything is Mackinac and Emmett County.
Yeah, we got a cell heading towards us here. I'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah, just probably making landfall over in Frankfort area. Want to keep an eye on the Benzie stations there. Jen, you have a severe thunderstorm warning for Mackinac and Emmett counties. Looking for any stations in those areas. Hey, this is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for Mackinac County has been allowed to expire. However, there still is a severe thunderstorm warning for Emmett County. We are still watching that. Looks like it's just going through Cross Village. So any stations, Cross Village area, looks like Canby Corners, 66 area. Thank you. Attention all stations, this is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. National Weather Service in Gaylord has issued a special weather statement for the following county, Leelanau and Benzie. A strong thunderstorm will impact south-central Leelanau and Benzie counties through 8:15 p.m. At 7:36, Doppler radar was tracking a strong thunderstorm near Empire southward to Platte River Beach and Point Betsy, moving east at 40 miles an hour. Hazard wind gusts 50 miles an hour and half-inch hail. Oh, looking for any stations in the Benzie, Empire, Beulah, Benzonia, Honor, Lake Ann, Platte Township, and Bendon areas.
KBH,
all right, Bob, I got you in there at your QTH.
No, just let you know, I'm sitting presently in Glenn's office. I'll be heading back in probably a half hour, 45 minutes. When I get there, I will give you a call.
Okay, sounds good. Any other stations in Benzie or Leelanau County, southern Leelanau County?
Kilo November 4, Kilo Echo Oscar. Andrew, how about me?
I got you in there, Andrew. Go ahead with the call sign one more time.
Yeah, sure. It's Kilo November 4, Kilo Echo Oscar. Name is Andrew. I'm at Reynolds Road and 31, and we're just starting to get rain over here.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to check the radar here. Looks like, yep, I got just a little ways towards, until it gets towards you where you're currently at. Looks like it's right now M22 area. Just going through Frankfurt. So it's got a little ways to you.
Yeah, very good. Net control. We'll just be standing on the side and listen.
All right, sounds good. Any other stations? All right, again, this is Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Again, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for Emmett County. Right now, severe thunderstorm is moving east, right towards Pelson, 131 area. So right between Bliss and Pelson right now. And we have a special weather statement for southern Leelanau and Benzie County for a cell that is moving ashore right now. We'll look for any stations in those areas.
KTH AOL testing.
KTH AOL, this is KTH AOH. You are full quiet in here.
All right. Come back again with that call sign. I had to turn my TV down.
KE8OHG, Kilo Echo 8, Oscar Hotel Golf.
David, sounding good. Yeah, sounding good. Yeah, I got a full signal here.
Excellent. Glad you could make it in from the Enchanted Forest over there. Yeah, just figured I'd let you know it existed and see if you could get in. I think they're sort of like not in the middle of a net, but, you know, have some Skywarn stuff going on right now on the link. So I'm going to sort of keep it open for them, but they weren't using it, so I wanted to grab you up.
All right, sounds good. This will be my new standby because it's so damn close. All right, Dave, thanks. 7-3, I'll catch you later. Kilo Charlie 8, Alpha, Oscar, Lima. Clear.
7-3,
KDREH,
clear.
All right, attention all stations. This is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. The National Weather Service has allowed all of these severe thunderstorm warnings to expire. They just have special weather statements on them at this point. With the severe potential kind of reduced or at a minimum, we're going to go into a standby at this point. However, we are going to continue to monitor the cell coming ashore, Benzie County. Looks like that's got quite a bit of rain on it. So we're just going to keep an eye on that and then check back. If there are any stations with reports, we will be here monitoring, so just let us know what you got. This is KDRA HNET Control. We are in standby. All right, attention all stations. This is KDRA HNET Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. I spoke a little too soon. The National Weather Service in Gaylord has issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:30. 7:53, a severe thunderstorm is located near Beulah, moving east at 3 miles an hour. We've got the 60-mile-an-hour wind gust and, at this point, quarter-size hail. Severe thunderstorm will be near Honor and Platte Township around 8 p.m. Lake Ann, Bendon, 8:05. Other locations impacted will include Wallen. At this time, do we have any stations in Benzie County? Looking for any stations, Benzie County. All right, this is Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. Again, we do have a severe thunderstorm warning issued for Benzie County. Looking for any stations in the Beulah or Benzonia area. Beulah or Benzonia. Yeah, was there a station trying to check in? All right, nothing heard. This is KDRH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. We are in condition yellow. We do have a severe thunderstorm warning at this time for Benzie County. So any stations, Beulah, Benzonia, even Honor, we'll take stations in those areas. I do have a severe thunderstorm warning, 60-mile-an-hour wind gust, and quarter-size hail. This is Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Still have a severe thunderstorm warning for Benzie County. Looks like it is going through inland at this time, so any stations inland area or potentially even Green Lake. I'm looking for Interlaken or inland. Also any stations, we have to say, up towards Lake Ann. Attention all stations, this is Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. The National Weather Service has expanded the severe thunderstorm warning into Grand Traverse County. Let's see here. I got Northern Wexford and Grand Traverse County. Until 9:15 at 8:08, a severe thunderstorm was located along a line extending from near Lake Ann to near Bendon. Moving east 30 miles an hour, got 60-mile-an-hour wind gust, and now we have nickel-sized hail potential. At this point, I'd like any stations to check in from, say, Grand Traverse or Benzie County from inland to Green Lake. And I also have a cell, looks like, to the Wexford Corner area, so Buckley and... I guess we'll go Buckley to Kingsley.
Net Control, this is KN4KEO, how copy?
I got you in there, go ahead.
Yeah, that 60 mile an hour wind estimate is pretty accurate. I've got some small winds coming down in, on my property, but yeah, I would definitely take that wind threat serious. No threat of, no hail threat at this time.
All right, and just a rough location there.
Yeah, I'm south of Lake Ann, 5 miles. Reynolds Road is 31.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Any other stations with reports in that area? So I'd like US 31, Inland Area, Green Lake, Interlochen, and then Buckley. All right, again, this is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. We do have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for, looks like, Benzie, Northern Wexford, and Grand Traverse County at this time. We've got two cells moving through Grand Traverse County. Got Buckley, Southern Grand Traverse, and got one moving right now through Green Lake in the Long Lake area, headed up towards Grand Chum's Corners, and the other one, again, moving through Long Lake. So any stations in Western Grand Traverse, Southern Grand Traverse, or Buckley area, we'll take check-ins from those stations. Taylor, go ahead.
My closest crossroad would be Sawyer and Vance. We've got moderate rain over here and some lightning and thunder. Off in the distance. No real wind at this moment. I hope that's what you're looking for.
Yep, that'll work. So kind of based on where you are, I am going to assume that the brunt of it hasn't made its way towards you yet. It's still probably a little ways out, just off to your west. That last scan is actually looking a lot closer. So you should be getting something here in just a minute.
KDA-SCJ.
Go ahead, Bob.
I am presently in Interlochen. Extremely heavy rain. Very strong winds. Hard to judge as I'm driving. But this is very, very stormy.
Are you Interlochen proper, like downtown Interlochen?
Yeah, I just went through the roundabout.
Okay, would you still say that 40 to 60 mile an hour wind gust is appropriate for that?
I would agree with that.
Okay, copy that. I will go ahead and get that reported. If anything changes, are you headed south or are you going west?
I am heading south, and I just, there was some debris in the road, some small branch and leaves in the road. I just ran over. Again, I might have to pull over. It's hard to see. It's raining so hard.
Okay, yeah, if you got to do that, please do. Looks like there is another cell, another half of that, Carlin and Euchre. I know you probably haven't made it that far yet, but just be careful. There is another good section going through there, too, so you probably get double whammied.
Okay, copy that. I'll keep you updated. KDA-SCJ.
All right, sounds good, Bob. Any other stations in the interlocking area? All right, again, there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for, I'm going to call it Western Grand Traverse County, M37, north and south of US 31. Got one cell right now. It's going to be just by 113. I'm going to say 113 and 37 and just making its way up through Chum's Corners. Now, two reports of strong winds and some debris in the road at this point. I also have another cell, I'm going to say M37 right now, just moving through Buckley. So if I got any stations, M37 Buckley or Western Grand Traverse County, I'll take reports from our stations from that area.
If there was a station just trying, he didn't make it in 8 APX.
Yeah, this is KDRE, Jeanette Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Again, looking for any stations, Grand Traverse or Northern Wexford County. Got a thunderstorm warning in effect. Looking for any stations, Buckley, M37, or take Blair Township, US 31, and even up into Garfield. So Garfield Township all the way to Buckley. I'm looking for stations in those areas. This is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. There is still a severe thunderstorm warning for Grand Traverse County. It's going to be until 9:15. At this time, I still have a severe thunderstorm moving through the M37 area. Looks like through Blair Township, currently headed east to Mayfield and Paradise. I've got another decent cell, Southern Grand Traverse County, Grant Township, all the way into Buckley, and that's moving east as well. If I got any stations, M37, all the way from Blair down to Buckley. Look for any stations in that area.
KEWAX.
Go ahead.
Same location, Sawyer and Van. Still raining pretty good over here. Not very much wind at the moment. We picked up there for a minute, maybe 10 minutes ago, but yeah, just heavy rain, thunder and lightning.
All right, very good. If anything changes, just let me know. Yeah, it kind of looks like the majority of it's passing through your area right now, and then more than likely going to be moving right down into Mayfield. So looks like you're past the brunt of it. And was there a station calling Net Control? All right, again, this is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. We still have a severe thunderstorm warning for Grand Traverse County. We're looking for any stations on the west side and any stations in the Buckley area. I'm actually going to expand that. I'm going to take Central Grand Traverse County or Fife Lake area. Looking last scan has it more centralized, so central Grand Traverse County, just south of East Bay, Garfield Garfield Road, 113, or Fife Lake at this point. So any station central Grand Traverse or Fife Lake.
Net control, this is Kilo Fox 8, Alpha Golf Yankee.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Kevin over here on the west shore of Spider Lake. It's raining pretty steady here. Lightning strikes and thunder are prevalent for the last 20 minutes. That's all I've got at this point. KF8AGY, this is back to you, net control.
All right, very good. Got you in there. Still looking central Grand Traverse County or Fife Lake stations. Anybody in those areas?
WX1J, Scott.
All right, Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, all quiet on the western front. There's really not much going on. The rain has stopped. Distant thunder and lightning I can see to the south and to the north, but there's really nothing happening here on Washington Street in downtown Traverse City, Washington Street in Garfield. Garfield seems to be pretty clear all the way to up the airport and down to the front street.
Okay, yep, looks like, yeah, the good majority of it's going to miss Traverse City proper. It's basically, I want to say, south and central Grand Traverse, heading right up into Kalkaska right now.
Yeah, just while I was listening to you, there was a large visible bolt, sky-to-ground lightning, rumble of thunder puts it about 5 miles down to the south. And with that, I'll be standing by. Whiskey X-ray 1, Juliet.
All right, sounds good, Scott. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations? All right, got another storm warning effect. National Weather Service and Gaylord has issued a severe thunderstorm warning, looks like, for southern Otsego County until 9:30 p.m. At 8:39, a severe thunderstorm is located near Gaylord, moving east at 30 mile an hour. Got 60 mile an hour wind gusts and penny size sail. Station calling, try again.
Any GTQ, is that you calling?
And station contacting net control, you're just not making it. Joe, if that's you, I believe Drake was going to send you some information, or somebody was, on which repeater would probably work best for you.
KC8CLM.
CLM, go ahead, this is net control.
Yeah, I've been listening. Harrison, Michigan, light rain, no wind to speak of.
Okay, and what's your location?
Harrison, Michigan, halfway between Houghton Lake and Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, I'm very familiar. Okay. I got you down there. Do we have any other stations that are wishing to check in? Yeah, JTQ, if that's you, you're broken, but I was able to copy. That was you.
Okay, that's me. Everything went just south of Taylor, so just
okay, not a problem. And if anything changes, just let us know.
Yes, will do.
This is Katie Dairy, HNAT Control. I'm going to have to step away for a little bit. We will be monitoring, however, the severe thunderstorm warning for Grand Traverse County has expired. It is moving in through Kalkaska County. And there is still a severe thunderstorm warning for Otsego County. At this time, we are going to stand by. And if you have any reports, please contact NET Control. We will be monitoring. However, I will be stepping away for a little bit. We will have people here monitoring. Thank you.